Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years as radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, don't forget to check out all the other things that are there. Lots and lots of things for small business owners or those who want to be. Articles, archives, links to our Brain Trust members, links to a lot of other folks. So check it out when you can, and just spend all the time you want to there. Just enjoy it to your little heart's content. Scott Wingo is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. Scott's a leading authority in the auction industry. He's a president and CEO of Channel Advisor. He's the author of the new book, eBay Strategies, and he's our new friend. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. My audience knows about online marketplaces because for no other reason than I've told them about them. We've talked about them on this show quite a bit because I started telling them about eBay and other online marketplaces a number of years ago because I said, you know, either you will be impacted by these marketplaces, either you will participate in them or you will compete with them, but you will be impacted by them.
Yeah, right? I absolutely agree with you. eBay has 105 million consumers there. They do over $32 billion worth of transactions this year. If they were a real retailer, they would be, I think, number eight on the list. So, and that's after a pretty short time of being around. So you need to take them seriously. I agree with you.
Yeah, no question. But now, isn't it important to, when we talk about the genre, not just to say eBay like we say a fridge, like we say fridge, meaning the refrigerator? Instead of saying, there's the Frigidaire is the name of a company. But we sometimes we call anybody else's refrigerator, a Frigidaire. All online marketplaces are not eBay. There are others.
That's correct. And in the book, one of the strategies, it's kind of ironic, one of the eBay strategies I try to get out there is for people to look at other marketplaces because, eBay is so popular. A lot of small businesses that sell there, they really don't. They kind of have blinders on, and they don't look outside of eBay. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole chapter in the book actually devoted to, hey, here's some other marketplaces. None of them are individually as big as eBay, but together they can almost double your business because together they're about as big as eBay.
Let's talk a little bit about that whole genre, that whole landscape first, and then we'll focus on the big daddy if you want to. But Yahoo's got an online marketplace, doesn't it?
They do. They have Yahoo Auctions, and to be honest, that hasn't done that great. Mm-hmm. But they also have another online marketplace called Yahoo Shopping, and that's doing very, very well. And you could even think of you can be in their search engine, and there's two ways to be in there. One of them's being in the algorithmic listings, or what they call the natural listings, or you can pay to be in the Yahoo search listings.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think of that as a marketplace as well.
Right.
So your definition of marketplace kind of depends on
that's
a
good
you
point.
Consider.
That's a good point because exactly, and that's sort of thinking of Yahoo when you think of Yahoo as a search engine, which is really a directory, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's kind of a marketplace in the fact that it helps buyers and sellers come together.
Come together, exactly. Yeah. So that's a good point is to realize that it doesn't have to be the eBay model to be an online marketplace.
That's right. The things that are being successful against eBay are actually not the eBay model. They're marketplaces in the sense that they're helping buyers and sellers get introduced, but they're primarily fixed price.
Well, and the reason I'm sorry.
In fact, a big portion of eBay is becoming fixed price as well.
Yeah, exactly. I've noticed that. But the reason why I think this is important to point out is that not only for people to recognize as they use these other services, but to get a better understanding of the overall landscape, but also maybe to start their own one day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's another big trend amongst these marketplaces is they're going local. So that kind of expands things
out.
All
right, what does that mean, they're going local?
Well, you know, normally you go to Yahoo or eBay or whatever, and what you see is kind of national-wide shipping. You don't have to be near the business that's providing the product or service.
Mm-hmm.
But now many of the search engines and even eBay, they're providing local flavors where if you want to buy a washer and dryer or a car wash or what have you, you can say, I'm in, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and show me what's near me.
Hmm.
So it's kind of going to, you know,
that
the trend is it's going to replace Yellow Pages over the next 2 or 3 years.
Right. That wouldn't break my heart, I can tell you that. I'm not a big fan of Yellow Pages. Stand by, Scott. We're going to take a quick break. Scott Wingo, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's the author of eBay Strategies. It's a brand new book out. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Scott Wingo. He's our new friend, and he's the author of eBay Strategies, 10 Proven Methods to Maximize Your eBay Business. And Scott, we just talked about the landscape, so to speak, the environment, the online marketplace environment. Thank you for helping us with that. And before we get into some of the specific eBay things, because that your book is really primarily focused on that, on the people who make a living on eBay, tell us how we can find your book, where we can find it, and give us your website, please.
Okay. The book's available at all offline and online retailers. So, you know, Barnes & Noble, Borders, all those good places, as well as their online equivalents, and then also Amazon.com. And then the website for the book, it's actually a blog, since that's kind of the trendy thing to do. I thought I would do that so that we can kind of have more interactive conversations with folks.
I'm glad we can count on you to be trendy, Scott.
Thanks. I do my best. And the URL for that is ebaystrategiesaltogether.blogs.com.
All right. Now your company, Channel Advisor, tell us about that.
Yeah, so what we do at Channel Advisor is we're the leading provider of software and services for small businesses that help them sell on online marketplaces. A lot of people start with us to help automate their eBay business, and then we help them expand into a lot of things you and I are discussing, like Yahoo, Amazon actually has marketplace.
See, I didn't even, and this shows you, I mean, I thought I was pretty hip on this stuff. I didn't know that and I don't know why I didn't. I'm not saying that didn't think that there was any, but I had not really thought about there being software that helps people manage that kind of a business, but good for you for doing that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because, you know, once your business gets up to a certain point, it gets really hard to manage. So we're kind of like you need QuickBooks for your business once it gets to a certain size. We're kind of like your QuickBooks for online marketplaces. We help you keep your inventory out there, and you know, you have orders coming from 5 or 6 different places. We take all those and give you one order flow, so you don't have to mess around with all the 5 different types, that kind of stuff.
That's good to know. And tell us how we can find your stuff.
That's at channeladvisor.com. We have for folks starting out, we have a product called Pro. It's really simple, $30 a month, and there's a 2-week free trial on there. So,
okay, good. We like free trials.
Yep.
Well, good for you. And folks, check it out. And I'm sure Scott has some competitors, but start at channeladvisor.com and see what his products look like and go from there. Maybe that'll help you get your eBay business going. Okay, let's talk about this phenomenon, and it is a phenomenon, isn't it? Now, it may not be for long, but as of right now, the idea that we've got hundreds of thousands of people literally making a living by selling on eBay, that's a phenomenon, isn't it?
Yeah, I like to call it the eBay economy, because it really is its own little microcosm, and there's, you know, there's a lot of different things that go on within that eBay economy that are really interesting.
All right.
So like I said earlier, there's about 105 million people that essentially just go to eBay to buy, and they drive, this year they're on track to drive about $32 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars worth of transactions through the site.
Wow.
And they have 12 categories that are billion-dollar businesses for them, you know, things like autos, jewelry, consumer electronics, cameras and photo, even apparel and toys, things of that nature. So you know, eBay is a one way to look at it is a portfolio of $12 billion categories.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about how these people make a living doing what they do. Tell us about that business model.
Sure. It's kind of interesting. I've gotten to know literally thousands of these folks, and the overwhelming majority tend to get into it because they have a buying habit on eBay. So they'll start buying some stuff on eBay. You know, like a great example is that there's a fella here in Raleigh, North Carolina. He's only 18, but when he was 17, he started to buy some parts off eBay to customize his car. And then he bought a pair of racing seats to put in his Honda that didn't fit. So he ended up having to sell them on eBay.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I got this straight. He bought racing seats for a Honda?
Yeah. That's a big trend amongst teenagers. There's this movie,
okay,
Fast and Furious, where they take the Japanese cars. And
okay, I guess
really
I just dated myself, folks. Walked right into that one, didn't I, Scott?
Yeah. It's just to be cool. It's not the fact that he's racing in the old
Honda. Okay, all right. Well, that certainly sounds like a cool thing to me. Go ahead.
Yeah, so he bought these seats, and they didn't fit. So he ended up having to sell them on eBay. And he sold them for a profit. And he kind of said, well, that was interesting.
Hey, that's cool.
And the next time he went to go buy the seats that really fit, he went ahead and bought two or three more pairs, and then he sold those on eBay, and he made 30%.
Huh.
So by the time
I'm onto something here.
Yeah, by the time I met this guy, his dad couldn't park in the garage because from floor to ceiling it was full of race car seats that he was selling on eBay.
Wow.
And he was doing $5,000 a month. So I gave him a lot of the advice that's kind of in the book, and then now he does $40,000 a month on eBay.
Racing seats.
Yep. And well, he's
$40,000 a month in racing seats.
Yeah, he's expanded into other car parts, but that's essentially the kind of stuff he
does. So maybe racing floor mats.
Yep, floor mats, little fancy stickers, you know, tires. He sells tires on eBay.
Wow.
So it's kind of funny because he decided to delay going to college for a little while, and his dad was upset until the son revealed that he was making twice what his dad
did. More than his dad. And of course, his dad says, yes, but this can't last forever.
Yeah.
But the truth is it probably is. Now, it's an amazing thing, these online marketplaces, that the opportunity to put buyers and sellers together in cyberspace. I mean, it is a marketplace, folks, just like Main Street. It's just Cyber Street. And it's out there and people are getting together, and it's a great thing, especially for small business owners, and we've talked about this before, who want to buy used products instead of new products to get their business going. You can find those kinds of things on eBay, but maybe not in your neighborhood. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with Scott Wingo. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Scott Wingo, the author of the new book, eBay Strategies. It's brand spanking new, isn't it, Scott?
It sure is. It's hot off the presses.
Hot off the press. Right. I mean, when you pick it up, folks, don't touch the ink. It might still be just a little bit wet. It's like in stores like right now, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Wherever books are sold, and wherever fine books are sold, and a couple of places maybe where they're not so fine. And, Scott, I want to finish up on a little thought before we went to the break that I made. There are small businesses that need to upgrade their tech, their equipment, their machines, their whatever, and they need more power than they can afford in buying a new machine, and maybe this is the kind of machine that doesn't have to be new. They last a long time. And their new vendor doesn't have new used machines, or maybe doesn't know where to find them, or maybe won't help them find them. They can go on eBay or online marketplaces, and they can find, if they live in Miami, they can find this machine in Maine. Mm-hmm. Somebody's upgrading to a new one. They're a little bit ahead of them. They're going to a new one, and they got a perfectly good used one for half the price. And this allows a small business owner to get into to grow their business without having to capitalize a brand new machine. That's just one little example of how eBay helps people find each other.
Yeah, and in fact, another part of our business is we actually help the Fortune 1000 companies sell their excess inventory on eBay.
Yeah.
So we have folks like IBM, Dell, Gateway, and others as our customers. So you can actually buy their new products on eBay for a significant discount. Mm-hmm. Now, it may not be the latest and greatest, but, you know, if it's technology that's 6 months old and you can get it at 30, 40, 50% off, that's a great deal.
Absolutely. Okay, tell us the good, the bad, and the ugly of being an online marketer, say, through eBay. What are before you tell us what's great about it, tell us where the dangers are.
The dangers are the customers on these marketplaces have a very high expectation, much more so than anyone that walks into a store. You know, they expect instantaneous answers if they ask a question by email. They want the product there in an hour. You know, some of their expectations are unrealistic. But, you know, the majority is they have somewhat realistic expectations, but the bar is set very high. So the small businesses that do the best, they respect that, and they really focus on the customer aspect of this, and that's what makes them successful many times.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, but from a standpoint of being an operator, I mean, what are the dangers of you know, never mind the customers, what are the dangers of actually being in business, trying to be an, because there are a lot of people out there trying this, and they're doing it successfully, but some of them aren't.
Yeah, absolutely, and the book kind of has a little bit of a cautionary tale. A lot of folks get on to a marketplace like an eBay, and they see some success, and then they just stay where they are. So let's say they get up to $10,000 a month. And they're happy with that. Maybe it's supplemental income or something.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is eBay is a very open marketplace, so anyone can compete with you. So it's really hard to have a competitive advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the three L's of retail don't apply as much on eBay because anyone can be there.
Right.
And anyone can make themselves look like a pretty big professional company.
Right.
It just takes some good HTML skills and that kind of thing.
But that's also the other side of that sword is the good news for folks.
Yeah, absolutely. It's easy to get into.
Yeah.
So the kind of the point I make in the book is you can't rest on your laurels. If you stay at $10,000 a month for a couple of years, there's going to be a $100,000 a month seller that's going to come take your market share. Because it kind of is a very Darwinistic marketplace where the people that do the best, they have the
right.
best sources of products at the
natural
best
selection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, and the people that have the best sources at prices are the ones selling the most.
Right.
So you have to keep raising that bar on yourself, or you could get left in the dust.
Well, and tell us again how many people are making a living just selling on eBay?
Yeah, so eBay just released a survey that shows 430,000 folks in the U.S. make a living on eBay.
Wow, and about a year ago, that was about 200,000.
Yeah, so it's essentially doubled.
It's really, I don't know, how, and I say a year, it might have been 18 months or so, but it's really growing exponentially, and it's a very interesting concept. Scott, tell us your website again, the both websites, the book and your company.
Okay, the company is channeladvisor.com, channeladvisor.com.
And that's where they can go to test drive your software for eBay.
Yeah.
And it's not just for eBay, is it?
No, it's for pretty
any
much all online
market.
Marketplaces.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and the book website?
The book is ebaystrategies.blogs, blogs.com.
Okay, and they can, did you say that you had a 15-day free trial on that pro model?
That's correct.
Okay, take advantage of that free thing there, folks. Get a little bit of Scott's capability there, and he'll let you have it for free for a couple of weeks. Thanks, Scott. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
Scott Wingo, ladies and gentlemen. eBay Strategies is his book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.